الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل، ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. As we explained in this ayat, Allah is addressing us, the believers. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, and Allah is telling us, aminu, bring iman. That means work on your iman, increase your iman. Anything, you can reach perfection also. And the minute you become stagnated, you become satisfied with your condition, you don't remain there. You start going down immediately. A student becoming a hafiz, and then he spends perhaps 1 year making door, and he makes his Quran Sharif thorough, very, very good. But 1 month let him not read, and you'll see the difference already. It starts coming immediately. We can take the best bath, and we don't think, now I don't have to bath anymore. While we are bathing, we are already sweating, perspiring. And it keeps on coming. We wear brand new clothes, and we think now this is sufficient for life. The minute you wear it, it starts collecting dust, sweat, etc. all the time. So our iman also, all the time, it is, there are challenges, many, many challenges, all the time. And if we don't work on our iman, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Pratapgari Rahmatullah Ali should say that Harim e Dil ke e Ahmad paas pa rehna. Oh Ahmad, protect the Harim of your heart. Harim is from the word haram. In Islamic architecture of a house, every Muslim house has got a haram. The haram is there where the woman, only exclusive for the woman. No man, strangers ever can go there. It's only for the woman, and in that there is freedom for the woman. They don't have to put their burqas, they don't have to wear their niqabs. It's only the woman there. And no strange man is around there. So the harim, the haram of the heart, is only for Allah Ta'ala. No one else. Koi ghair nahi, koi ghair paas nahi, koi ghair harim e dil ke e Ahmad paas ba rehna. Ki koi ghair na aajai, koi paas na aaye. Nobody must come near there also, and nobody must, no stranger must ever come there. So we have to look after our hearts. And we are exposed all the time. We have to go to shops, we have to go to the bazaars, marketplaces, banks, etc., airports, all these places. It's absolutely necessary that a mu'min, he keeps the shutters of his heart closed when he goes there. He has to see with his eyes, but he does not allow the effect of what he sees to enter his heart. And everything else also. He'll be checking in, he'll be talking to the teller, to the cashier, but he has to be careful that none of that goes into his heart. And when you come out from there, absolutely essential to make tawbah istighfar. And if we ask ourselves, who of us think of it also? We don't even think I have to control my heart. I have to watch my heart. Is anyone else coming in my heart? And shaitan is always lurking on the heart, to come into the heart, to his evil inspirations, to put them into the heart, is always there. How much are we looking after our heart? So Allah says that iman, bring iman. You are the people of iman, bring the reality of iman, increase your iman, become stronger in your iman all the time. So with regard to that, we discussed very, very briefly on a few points. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi. Then, wal yawmil akhir. One very important aspect of our iman is on the last day. That is, not the last day of school and madrasa. The last day of everything. That is, when the world will come to end, qiyamah will come in. So we have that iman on there also. With regard to that, in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, in Yasin Sharif, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا, that these kuffar, the people of Makkah, they give bad examples of us about Allah Ta'ala. Very, very insolent, very, very rude. They are kuffar, they got, of course, respect is out of the question, and they've got no knowledge also. And so what are they saying? وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ, and they forget how they themselves were created. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَهُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ, and then he becomes a big jagralu, a big, he argues a lot. He's created from sperm, and now he's acting like a big person, and the way he's arguing, like he's somebody big. Just let him think, from where has he come? From a drop of impure, dirty sperm that nobody wants to touch it. If it touches your hand, clothes, you have to wash it immediately. You don't feel, you have to go and bath. From that, and now you are like this big debater and arguing, etc. وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ. Then, and what was it? Asked Ibn Wail, one kafir, from the Quraysh, he came, and he, with an old bone he came. A bone that was like finished, nothing left in it. He brought it and he rubbed it with his fingers in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It became powder all, and then he threw it in the air, blew it away. He says, will you Allah bring this back to life again? This bone, will it come back to life again? Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَاهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ, that Allah Ta'ala, who created it the first time, what's difficult for Allah to create it the second time? And in that, Allah reward our Shaykh, rahimahumullah, what great uloom and ma'arif Allah had blessed our Shaykh with. Hazrat explains the creation of insan. How was insan created? Insan was created, what we understand, basically from the sperm of the sperm from the father into the womb of the mother. And with the mother's womb, sperm, it mixes, and then we were born. But for that sperm, where did the sperm come from? From the blood. 40 drops of blood make one drop of sperm. And this blood, from where did it come? The food that we eat. And the food that we eat, I consider, most probably all of us had our supper already. Whatever we had, if we had some fruit, apples for example, where did the apples come from? If we had roti, the flour, from where did the roti, the flour come? For that roti, water was needed. From which dam, which river that water came? And then salt they put in there. From where is the salt? When our curry was cooked, and with the spices, from where did those spices come? All the different spices, from where have they come? Meat we ate, chicken, mutton, where did that come from? Everything. Many things are imported from, we might have a khajur of Medina Sharif. We might have had some water, Zamzam water of Makkah Sharif. Somebody who, perhaps some family people came from Australia, they brought some honey from there. Somebody came from somewhere else, they brought all these things which were spread out in the world. And not only that, for all these things to grow, the flour, the meat, whatever, the fruit, all that, it grew from the ground. So the ground of all these places. And then the sunshine that fell on it, that was also part of it. The rays of the moon also, the effect of the stars also, the wind that is blowing also, all that is contained in there. And then after that, the whole environment, everything is in that apple, is in that meat. And it came to us, we ate it. From there now, that blood was made. From there, that drop of sperm. So where were we? We were spread out in the whole world. Not only in the food of the world, in the air of the world, in the water of the world, the sun rays of the world, the sun moon effects of the world, the stars of the world, we were made from all that. So now Allah Ta'ala, from there He made this one insan. So for that Allah who made us from all the things in the world, and already the first time the effect of the nisbat, the connection of creation was with us, with that bones and everything. Now it was there already once. Now just to put it together again, what is difficult for Allah? So if you just think, وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ, He forgot how are we created. And in fact, we are such forgetting, we don't even know how we were made. And if we just think a little bit of that, for Allah Rabbul Izzat to create us again a second time, is not difficult at all. And this is a bayan of Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullahi. And nobody can ever deny the Qiyamah. From here, that how will Qiyamah come? That this explanation, nobody can deny these facts. They are hard, solid facts. And in this way, Allah Ta'ala will bring us back. So Qiyamah is a 100% reality is going to come to each one of us. Another proof which our Shaykh Rahmatullah explains of Akhirat and Qiyamah, that there isn't a single person who doesn't die. Everyone we know dies. Nobody has been spared. Nuh alayhi salam, 1050 years. And Shaitan is living, but all he is also going to die. Everyone will die. So if the purpose of life was life, to live it up in the world, to enjoy, then there shouldn't be death. Mm. If the object was in this world and you just carry on enjoying, collect money, build houses, live it up here, you should just have carried on. But the very fact that death comes to everyone is a clear proof that life is not our object of life, death and the life after death. And after death, there is no more there. Only this first mort of dunya, so that proves that the akhirat is our object of life. So, qiyamah, how much have we got that yaqeen of qiyamah? And it isn't just that we believe in it, we say, but how much are we conscious of it? Like, for example, today, who of us thought of qiyamah? How many sajdas we made? And in sajda, was zubani hal, that is, by our actions, we say when we come up from the first sajda, minha khalaqnakum, we created you from the sand. And when you go back to your second sajda, wafiha nu'idukum, we will return you back. And our life in this world is compared of our whole namaz, the time that we take for one rakat, two minutes, whatever. Just that jalsa what we said, that is our life. So Allah took us out from the sand and He puts us back into the sand again. And then, وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى, and we will take you out from the sand of the khabar again. That is on the day of Qiyamah, and you stand in front of Allah. When we stand up from our any rakat or from sajda, do you ever think I'm now standing in front of Allah? It's my Qiyamah, and here I'm standing in front of Allah Ta'ala. Our iman on imaniyat is very, very weak. We don't think of Allah. We don't think of the farishtas. And what is iman is a thing that it is not part of your life. It's your life, your full life. You're just in it all the time. That is what is a mu'min. But living with the kuffar, grown up like them, and with their schooling and all their entertainment and things, we have just become like them, that we don't think of any of the imaniyat. We don't think of Allah, we don't think of the Malaika, of the Anbiya, of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We all had school education, all manuals of the various things of our cell phones, how to do this, how to do that, that we are all advanced. But Quran Sharif, we haven't got time to even touch it, forget, read it, open it. How many of us today read Quran Sharif? Besides, if there may be some who read Yasin, the Barakallah, but to make tilawat, who of us? Today we are already, the month of Safar is ending. About 5 months after Ramzan are gone. And from Ramzan, after Ramzan till next Ramzan, we should make one khatam. Who of us are on our way to make that khatam? Who of us are around about 12, 13, 14 supara? We don't read Quran Sharif. And then it is not a matter of just reading, to read with tadabbur. If we can, ulama have written to read one ayat, understand the meaning and that, is better than reading the whole supara. But even the alim and if the hafiz, we also just read, we don't make tadabbur. And that example Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi gave so beautifully, like a person who swims about 100 meters. So he swam 100 meters, and another person went down into the depths of the water. And all the pearls and the precious things are there. He came up with all that. And what is at the bottom? Those who go for scuba diving, deep sea, all at the bottom. There's a world of its own there. But the person on the top, he's just on the surface. He's got no idea what was inside. So one is a person made tilawat of Quran, he was just on the surface. Whole supara he finished. And one is who went deep down. And he dived, one Maulana, and Abdul Majid Nadeem Shah Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, he should start his talk many times in this beautiful way that I will now dive into the ocean of the Quran. And I will bring out all the pearls of the Quran, the treasures of Quran, and I will present them to you now. And the ulama whom Allah has blessed with, then when we see what is in the Quran Sharif, many times we wonder, I never knew this ayat is in the Quran. I never knew that Allah is speaking about all these things, and it's all in the Quran Sharif. So how much iman have we got on akhirat? How much one of the effects of iman, falyan ma qaddamat ligat? وَالْتَنْزُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Every person, nafs, must consider all the time, what have I sent for akhirat? There when we go, the malaika will ask us, what did you send here? What have you brought here? We will say, I left behind this. How many properties, my bank balance, all that. You see, we're not asking what you left behind. We're asking, what have you brought here? He'll say, just let me go and I'll bring it. That time is gone. You can't bring it. Then, there with conviction, a person will want to spend all his money in the path of Allah. He won't keep 1 cent for himself. When he sees what great rewards there are, he won't keep 1 cent for himself. Just want to spend, and he'll be eager to spend. Eager just to give away in the path of Allah when he'll see there. But what we left behind, that we cannot. It's finished now. So the iman on the day of Akhirah, the severities in the qabr will be a place of solitude where nobody else will be with us. We can't send any SMS, we can't send any SOS, we can't send any WhatsApp anyone, nothing we can do. No paramedics, no emergency service, nothing in the qabr. We and our a'mal. And our gunas which we make, we got farms of guna. We are growing gunas so much. We got factories of gunas. So many gunas with our eyes, with our tongue. Whether we just in the house also, fighting with the wife, and swearing, and accusing, of how many things. And if we not that, then in a good mood, backbiting about other people. All the time we are making gunas, slandering people, etc. So our gunas we are just making one way. And think, ask for ourselves, did I say astaghfirullah one time today? That, Ya Allah, my gunas, forgive me my gunas. And astaghfirullah, the word is not sufficient. It's just only the start, but that we didn't do also. And yet we are happy that I'm ready for Qiyamah. Or that I believe, a person who believes in Qiyamah, as Buzur say, your life will, if you say you believe in Allah, your life won't be as it is, how it is now. It will be a complete different way of life. How much iman a person has got on Qiyamah, his namaz will be according to that. We make namaz, before namaz also no fear, we just start with our namaz. After namaz, no thought whether this namaz is accepted or not. No thought that if this namaz is made in that black, dirty, stinking rag and thrown back at my face. Nothing. We finished, we made namaz. We got no idea of akhirat, of the unseen world. That is the way of the kuffar, of animals, of the kuffar. A mu'min is completely different. So, and how many of us even just read the words once a day before going to sleep, Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi, just to refresh it also. That also we don't do. We're just living for dunya. Our whole life is just for dunya. Or when we're going to sleep also, we think, tomorrow I must go and buy this. Tomorrow I must do this work. I must only dunya we think of. All the time. Middle of the night, if the eyes open up, we're still thinking only of dunya. It's necessary. Allah says, O people of Iman, bring Iman. Qalatil A'rabu Amanna. The Bedouin said, we brought Iman. Allah says, Qul lam tu'minu. You haven't still brought Iman. When Iman will enter in your heart, then you, and your heart is your life. And what is in your heart is in your mind, is in your eyes. So what is in our heart? Our dunya. Where is akhirat in our heart? Where is Islam and deen in our heart? If it was there, if that iman was there, and still we're not worried, even after all this bayan, I'm speaking, we are listening, but we're just going to go back to our own same ways. No change in our lives. Nothing that will bring us that to my iman I must work on. And the first thing will be asked in the qabr about our iman, about Allah Ta'ala. And there what? Then it will be too late. And we can't come back at all from there. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to have fikr of our iman. And iman on all the aspects on the day of Qiyamah. So in the qabr we'll be all alone with our amal. The azab of the day of Qiyamah is disgrace and humiliation. For example, a person who ate up the wealth of the orphans. Person passed away, maybe your brother, he left small children, and you are now in charge of their estate. Or anyone else, whoever is in charge of the wealth of the orphans, and then he eats up that wealth. The punishment for that will be on the day of Qiyamah when he gets up from his qabr, fire will be coming out from his mouth, from his nose, and from his ears. And that fire will be a punishment. But the real punishment on the day of Qiyamah, all will recognize this is a person who ate up the wealth of the orphan. That humiliation, that disgrace, that will be there. Qiyamah's day will be, the punishment is of disgrace and humiliation. And then his punishment, now he ate biryani, or the money from the of the orphans, and samosas, and plow, and all the things. He enjoyed all eating those things. Now he'll eat the fire. His food will be fire now. That what he was eating, all that of the orphans he devoured, then there it will be the fire of Jahannam he will have to eat in Jahannam. So Qiyamah's day will be humiliation. In front of everyone, our case will come out. And on the big screen, yeah, everyone wants the big screen in his house, a special TV room. Even in your bedroom, you got a big screen. The real big screen will be Qiyamah's day, when everyone will see what and what you were doing. Your wife, your daughters, your sisters, your mother, all will see what you were doing. It will be displayed. That humiliation will be there. So we have to have that iman. And how much that iman, then a person's life is automatically made like that, according to what is in the heart. So if that is in our heart, then nobody has to tell you to get up for namaz. Nobody has to tell you how you have to dress, where you have to go, etc. It is narrated that when Allah Ta'ala withdraws from a person, Allah has nothing to do with a person, then the sign of that is he's involved in layani, in futile things. Now you see him involved in sports, in fashion, in outings, all these kind of things which got no benefit in them. He gets involved in that. That's a clear sign that Allah has got nothing to do with this person. So we all should see that are we connected with Allah, or are we disconnected from Allah? If we are disconnected, Allah is disconnected himself from us, then we'll be involved in all types of layani, futile things on the phone, unnecessary, useless things we will get involved in. And a person who is connected with Allah, he'll be busy with ibadat. preparing for Akhirat, making his capital for Akhirat, his storage for Akhirat. So Allah give us tawfiq, we prepare for Akhirat, we keep Akhirat in mind, which is our final abode, and there is no one who is going anywhere else but the Akhirat. And what we have taken with, whatever good we are taking or sending forward, that will be for us. And it's for every individual that he can see for himself. And now we have to see. وَلْتَنْزُرْ نَفْسُمْ. Every nafs now must see. مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. What have I sent forward for tomorrow? Qiyamah, Allah has referred to it tomorrow. It's not next week. It's not next month. We got plans ready for December, for next year, March. But yeah, for tomorrow, what are our plans? What have we prepared? Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq.